Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 18th, 2021, and this is episode 15 of the Context and Clarity podcast. This is the podcast where my goal is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you to build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring the idea of finding yourself as an architect and maybe even the evolution of your career or your practice. And I have to ask, did you catch yesterday's episode about understanding what you need to change and developing systems for improvement? Did you join the Context and Clarity live conversation with Mike Michalowicz? I appreciate Mike coming on and Catherine McPhail for co-hosting with me. And as promised, Mike didn't disappoint. His ability to diagnose and simplify things to their very essence will continue to amaze me. If you haven't already, check out Mike's books. There isn't one that I wouldn't recommend, and I feel really strongly that every architect should read and implement both Fix This Next and Profit First. Be intentional about your business success. If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 13. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group or LinkedIn or YouTube or Twitch and watch the recording of Context and Clarity Live. It's a great conversation. Now, I know you may not be a fan of Facebook, and that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and I participate in the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. It's super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining the group and becoming a part of the community and the conversation. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll be back to our Context and Clarity conversation format, and we'll continue our mini-series of sorts that began several weeks ago on the digital and social media platforms that architects can use. This week, we'll talk about LinkedIn for architects. Now, before you say, my clients aren't on LinkedIn, I want you to pause for a minute and think about that. Are they really not on LinkedIn, or do you just think they're not on LinkedIn? I often hear this from residential architects, for instance, but then when I ask who your clients are, they'll say they're the CEO of a company or they're a successful entrepreneur or something like that. If that's the case for you, I've got news for you. Those people are on LinkedIn and you can reach them there. It's also important for us to think about our goals for any platform like LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever. Are you actually trying to reach clients, or are you trying to connect with consultants or maybe even people that influence your clients? Over the course of your prospective client's project, from dream to move in, who all is involved? A real estate professional? An attorney? Someone in finance? An engineer? Maybe a contractor? Those people are all on LinkedIn. So if, in fact, there may be someone on LinkedIn that would be valuable to connect with, what are the best practices for architects? How do you create a profile that attracts those people? What else should you be doing on LinkedIn? This is what we'll discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation on the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow, and in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.